This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:04. It's a beautiful day out the window here in downtown San Francisco. It's going to be a hot one. Supposedly a little cooler than yesterday, but I don't know how much we'll feel it. 92 is still in the 90s. You know, did you say it hit 95 at your house yesterday?
Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah. It was only 90 at my house, Vinny, so I'm hoping for, you know, a cool 87 today. It is hot. Thank you. So here's your celebrity trash. I'm going to revisit the George Clooney story. We did get some more details. At about 8:15 Italy time this morning, he was hit by a car on a scooter. He was on a scooter wearing a helmet, we assume. And he was hit. And he was taken to the hospital, but released. So they're saying minor injuries. He was banged up. But we're getting some more details about this. I thought, as I looked at the photos of the accident scene, that it looked like a highway. And it turns out it was. He was going about 60 miles an hour. This car, I guess, you know, they're saying it pulled in front of him and cut him off. But he hit the windshield of this car. So I'm not sure how that stacks up. They are saying the broken part we could see on the windshield, that was his helmet. Mm. And his helmet actually broke in the impact.
Oh, man.
He was thrown over the car, hit the car, was thrown over the car and went about 20 feet doing 60 miles an hour. So he's pretty effing lucky is what.
60 is fast. And his head to hit the glass like that,
yeah.
He may, at the very least, he has a neck injury.
Mm. Well, they're saying arm, leg, and pelvis bruising. But I agree with you. How can you impact something going that kind of speed and not at least get a little wrench going?
Right.
Look, even if he's feeling okay today, probably between adrenaline and shock, mm-hmm. The next couple of days are going to be tough.
Well, he probably feels like I got to get out of this public place, too.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, I'll hire the best doctors and nurses and they can come to my villa. The accident looks like way more serious than everyone first thought. He became a human projectile after impact. TMZ is reporting 60 miles an hour, a car suddenly pulled in front of him. He was thrown from his bike. His helmet struck the car's windshield, causing it to shatter. The force of the impact broke the helmet, and he went at least 20 feet in the air. You know, the picture, I don't have it in front of me now. The picture we saw earlier, which I don't know if it's from the same day. It's him just on the scooter with a helmet on. But he's wearing full body coverage, which is the thing to do if you're on a motorcycle or scooter.
Oh.
You know, those Italian, you always hear about the Italian motorcycles, the Italian leather motorcycle outfit. I'm sure he had a fabulous leather Italian.
Corinthian leather.
I'm sure he didn't. Right. I actually think they use them so frequently there. It's a normal mode of transpo mm-hmm. in Europe. I could see him almost in flip-flops.
Right, and shorts.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess maybe getting on the highway, he felt like I need more coverage because I would think that he'd be in much worse shape if he wasn't fully covered. I know someone who didn't have full coverage on, barely had their helmet on.
What?
Went
crazy.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
Did he survive?
He did survive. He was in a wheelchair for a while.
Lucky guy.
Lucky? I don't know.
That he didn't die, for sure.
Yes, right? Lucky he didn't die. George Clooney is going to be fine, I'm sure, but this looks like it was worse than we first thought. Happened on the Italian island of Sardinia. So there's your update. We'll let you know if we get any more info, but we probably won't get any more because, as you said, there's a guy who can go to his house, hire a hospital bed, and the best doctor and a couple nurses. I'd prefer to convalesce in private.
So bogus, though. Being injured.
Mm. Ugh. Oh, it's the worst. And the older you get, the more nagging an injury is. Mm. You know, the thing that you would have been fine 2 days later in your 20s is now haunting you 16 years later in your 70s.
Yeah. I know all about it.
Mm. It's for real, kids. Take care of that body. It's the only one you get. Drake is in the news today, Vin.
What about him?
Duh. He's winning. Tomorrow is usually the day that we break out the Hot 100. That's the Billboard chart. And just a warning and a preview. 7 songs in the top 10 are Drake songs.
All right.
Guy's got a bridge.
And he's dominating the charts.
It's a record. The previous record for number of songs in the top 10 at one time from the same artist was the Beatles 54 years ago when they had 5.
You know why, Sarah?
Why?
Because of the streaming.
Yes, mm-hmm. Sarah.
That's why.
Yeah.
So this will be a new type of record we'll see as people stream music.
I don't see the number here, but on Monday, we were talking about how he'd sold 734,000 copies of the record and broke all the streaming, like not just broke them, smashed them. Like it went, you know, he doubled the previous record for single day streams. So you're right.
But traditionally, even a record that the Beatles put out, you wouldn't put out all the songs. The record company would say, we're working this single to radio.
Right.
So that's a more impressive record just simply because it didn't work like that then.
No, it didn't work like that at all. And you're right. When no one would be streaming single, like you would buy the whole record. And the one record that was like almost eligible for charting would be the one that made it onto the charts. But now people buy individual songs and or stream individual songs or are just streaming the record. And all of those songs get played and probably all get counts for it.
Right.
So 7 songs is what Drake has in the top 10. The Beatles are still the only act to lock down the top 5 spots. So when they had 5 on the top 10, they were first through 5th. Drake's track Nice For What is back at number 1 for the 8th non-consecutive week. The other 6 songs in the top 10 are Nonstop at number 2. Have we heard that one before?
Yeah. I don't think I've played this before.
God's Plan at number 4. In My Feelings is at number 6. Am I going too fast for you? Sorry. Well, I don't even want to hear
these. Feel free to let some pass.
Yeah, I'm totally. He goes, so you want me to play each of these? I go, no, just throw some in the background. I'm Upset is at number 7. Emotionless is at number 8. Emotionless. And Don't Matter is at number 9. This is the one that has Michael Jackson on it.
Yes.
In all, Drake somehow has 27 songs on the Hot 100. He is more than a quarter of the songs in the Hot 100 are Drake right now.
Wow.
Who even likes him?
Apparently everyone except you two.
Apparently so. You like Drake? Tell the truth.
No, I liked him in Degrassi High or whatever that show was. I don't have an appreciation
play the
for
dance
his
song.
Music.
Play the dance song.
What, the dance song?
The dance song.
Someone
Which
called it, it's the Drake Quake effect.
The fast one. No, not that one.
Oh, man.
The one that's on the list. I forgot the name of it.
Don't worry about it.
It doesn't matter.
It's all the same. They all sound like the same damn song.
Same corny crap, every one of them.
Ugh. Ugh. He even managed to ruin Michael Jackson, put all that filtering.
Listen to this. These two. Oh, my God.
Look, it's a significant accomplishment. I got to give him recognition for it.
Yeah, I mean, sure, he's great. I love the way he hooks up with porno stars and such.
He does?
It's every musician.
Which porn star did he do?
Oh. Well, didn't he, does that one, does
that
he
French
have
a... Yeah,
the baby
one.
The baby.
Oh,
mama one.
Right.
You are...
The father.
Is it true? Has that been proved now?
He's giving
it
her
is
money.
True.
It is
yeah,
true.
He's giving
yeah.
her money.
Yeah, Pusha T was talking about that, and he confirmed it. Drake confirmed it. Mm. And wrote a song about it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember
What's
that when they were going
name?
Back and forth?
Her Majesty.
Hermione.
No, that's
the kid's name is.
But I was reading
It's something like Cloud Master or something.
It's like Adonis or something.
Yeah. It is
Adonis.
Yeah.
I was reading this dumb article about how he likes to hook up with hookahs and porn stars because of a fetish that he has.
Oh, what's his fetish?
getting to tell them what he wants, and he doesn't have to be polite about it.
Yeah. Telling him to leave, to get out.
He doesn't
when he's
have
done.
To give him a gift bag.
That's a pretty good fetish.
Take your tongue and do this.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
do it this way. Right.
He likes supposedly something that you can fasten onto yourself.
Oh, he likes
he doesn't.
Pegged?
Correct.
Oh. Well,
you read that, huh?
I sure did.
Look at you.
Where'd you read that?
Media takeout.
Heavier metal.net.
Yeah, heavier work. Metal.
That thing's still around, the heavier metal.
It's not. No, we looked for it. Yeah, it's gone. Have that
so
one
he
good
likes that, huh? Getting invaded. Hot.
You look, man, look at all the chicks he's. He has dated literally everybody. He's even dated Haley Baldwin.
Oh. Surprised he still has that thing.
And didn't fall off.
Seems like, you know, you can get into some trouble. Maybe triple wraps it. I don't know.
Not that one time.
Green Day's American Idiot is topping the UK charts, they're hoping, as Trump arrives in England. He is going to be Donald Trump is going to be visiting. And a social media campaign launched in May asking Brits to make the 04 Green Day song American Idiot the number one song on the singles music chart when he arrives later this week. And it seems to be working. As of Monday, they're saying the song is originally about George W. I didn't know that. I didn't do my research on that Green Day record. But it's the number one single on Amazon's bestsellers list for the UK. Chart data also reported that the song has cracked the top 20 on Britain's official singles chart midway through the charting week. And it's been popping in and out of the top 10 and 20 on iTunes single charts for the past few days. So they're trying to make it number one.
Cool. I love Green Day. They're worthy.
Along with the Green Day song, Trump is expected to encounter protests and a 20-foot diapered Trump baby blimp.
Doesn't the mayor of London hate his guts?
Do you mean the prime minister?
No, I mean the mayor of London.
I don't know.
When I said the mayor of London.
I actually don't know who the mayor of London is.
I didn't know they had a mayor in London.
I didn't know that either.
Is it the queen?
Yeah, is she the mayor of London?
Oh, you too. You're so much fun. You're that couple that everyone goes, oh, no, they're fighting.
The Bickersons are here, everyone.
He's a Muslim dude. Yeah.
Oh. No, I don't
Sadiq
know.
Sadiq Khan, yeah.
I don't know him.
He said a lot of bad things
right.
about Trump.
You're right.
Thank you.
See, we stopped bickering for you guys.
But you have to say he's right.
We can get through this
this segment.
We can get through this date, this dinner.
Yeah.
Anyway. Green Day in the news for that. Do you want to hear the Gretchen Carlson American Miss America story?
Yeah.
We didn't get to this earlier.
This is why there's no more bikinis, everyone.
There's like a whole civil war breaking out over this. I mean, this is important stuff.
It is. I mean, right? Aren't we all looking forward to the bikini part of the Miss America?
What
are you looking forward
say,
to when you watch it then?
I don't watch it. Miss America contest.
Never.
That's what it comes down to.
Then
I don't
Iraq.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love the Iraq.
That's such a fan of the female form. I love bikinis. Grew up with them. It's one of the reasons when I first went to the beach, I was like, I love it here. This is the best place on earth. Everywhere I turn, it's the best of swims. Oh, my God. So I love it. I do. But I've never sat down to watch a Miss America pageant.
So if there was ever a chance that you were going to watch Miss America, it would have to include that for you to even stay remotely interested.
I guess, but I just don't care about it.
South Africa?
You rather have that than the bikini contest?
I wonder how she looked in her bikini.
Yeah. Probably good.
I'm guessing you're right, Ben. So Miss America, I don't know if she... Was Gretchen Carlson a full-on Miss America? Gretchen Carlson is the one who she was a Fox News correspondent. Yeah. She left because she said Roger Ailes had.
I don't know that she actually
she's
won.
On NBC
maybe she
now,
just
right?
Competed.
Today Show.
No, you're thinking of Megyn
Kelly.
Oh, who actually does weigh in on this? She's another former Fox
okay.
reporter.
She was in the Miss America pageant in 1989.
Did she win? But so she was a pageant
chick. She was crowned 1989 Miss America.
Oh, so she was Miss America.
Yeah, well, representing her native state of Minnesota, it says.
So Gretchen Carlson is now a member of the board. Like, she's one of the heads. In fact, let me see. Oh, they're saying chairwoman Gretchen Carlson. Does that just mean that she's
the... Yeah, chair. Yeah, that's pretty high up.
Okay. She is the one, they say, who is behind the elimination of the swimsuit. Sure, whatever. I'll go with her.
She's the... Why was she behind
she
it?
She didn't want the swimsuit competition in there anymore. But that's what beauty contests
why
are.
Why are we here?
Why are we here?
Play that soundbite again of that chick speaking.
It's just funny because Megyn Kelly, who is a former coworker of hers and has her own show, and she's like, I don't know, the fifth hour of the Today Show. I don't know how many hours they have
fourth,
now.
Fourth, yeah.
On her show yesterday, she said, we are looking for good-looking women. I actually like that they said that this is antiquated because that's what we should be focusing on. Like... that's the problem with these things in general. There's you're never going to please everyone. And like, let's how about that goes away?
It's actually it's actually a conversation about nothing.
Right?
Like, who cares?
People who care about the pageant can have this argument all they want. I'm like, I haven't watched that thing since I was 9 years old.
Right.
And I don't plan to watch it anytime soon because of the Iraq. Like, I don't want to sit and watch these dumbass chicks parading around.
I'm not going to say dumbass chicks. I appreciate that a lot of them take a platform for Special Olympics or literacy or, you know, all that
kind
of stuff.
But it comes down to, like, I'm the prettiest.
And it raises college tuition.
I suppose.
Sure. All that stuff behind the scenes I can appreciate. Mm. So I'm not going to – there's lots of beauties out there that are very smart.
I suppose that's probably true, you said.
And do good for the world.
I imagine –
the Iraq chick is just bringing them all down.
While this person is out to do something positive for other women, there are women in the pageants that are like, listen, the bikini, that's my – my ace card.
Right. Yeah. I worked really hard on this rig.
You just are screwing up my whole game. I'm not going to win the question portion of the program.
Well, listen, the outrage is bubbling to the surface. Gretchen is facing major backlash. 22 state pageant leaders are trying to get her out.
Oh.
They're worried about the pageant's new direction. They're saying, no, that's part of it. It's the physical, they don't call it the bikini contest anymore. I don't think they call it the...
What do they call it?
Physical fitness.
The physical fitness portion.
They say that the ending the rich tradition of the swimsuit competition is just an overreaction to the hashtag MeToo movement. Mm-hmm. And the contestants aren't being objectified because the women worked hard to make their bodies look awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that'll all shake out. And frankly, you know, it's fun to talk about. But in the end, I really don't know who's watching that.
What is it?
I don't know that. I don't know. It's really?
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know when it is, human. I think there's better things that little girls could be watching than we're competing to see who's the most gorgeous.
Bubble guppies.
That's what they should be watching instead.
Is that in September?
Is that a show?
It's around September 10th.
Oh well, you know, mark your calendar, human.
I'm going to. I'll do it on the air.
All right. Great. I want a full report on it the next day.
Oh, well, if the bikinis are there. No bikinis.
No, there's no bikinis this year.
I'm going to have to protest.
I believe.
Isn't that the story you're doing?
Yeah.
That they're getting those out.
Yeah, they are out. They've been outed. So I think this year you're not going to see that, Hooman. You might want to skip this year.
I can't review it yet.
I wonder if the ratings will be so low for the Miss America contest that they'll bring it back. Like, they'll kick her out.
I want to give a shout out to Jillian Smith, Miss California. She's going to be representing
us. Smith is her name?
Jillian Smith.
Oh, Jillian Smith.
Yeah.
How long did Playboy go without nudes?
4 or 5 months, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know, actually. Maybe longer than that. But yeah, they're back. Because that's what they're known for. Stick with what you're known for.
Ooh, Miss Kentucky, rough.
Oh.
Dang, dude.
They didn't have one hot chick in Kentucky?
I'm just taking a quick look at the contestants.
Go easy, my goodness.
Was it bad that I said that?
You are shaming all over the place.
I like that.
Please.
Miss Kentucky. Vaughn. Rough.
Vaughn.
It's Vaughn.
Vaughn doesn't even have a mic in front of him.
I know. Where is Vaughn? There he goes.
Did he pull a Hooman?
Yeah, I thought he did.
Speaking of ways to pay off your college loans. I guess, you know, a pageant would be one of those.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new game show. Do you watch True TV?
I do.
They're going to do a game show called Paid Off. It premieres tonight. It's a question and answer type show. Contestants are young adults in their late 20s, early 30s who have significant, I don't know how much they have to have, but they have to have significant student loans.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of prizes, the show rewards them by paying off their loans.
Ah.
the producers were actually looking into paying off the loan with the creditors directly.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, well, do they have to pay taxes on this?
That's the problem, is that they're saying logistics and tax implications got too complicated, so they are just going to cut a check to the winner.
Cool.
The winner, I guess, will be responsible for the taxes and I would probably not be obligated to actually pay their loans off. Mm. The problem with people is that we don't do the right thing. Like, you go on this show to pay off your loans, and then you get a check for $20,000, and you go, oh, man, I have these other things that I could do
with
this.
I'm going to go on vacation. I'm going to buy that car.
Well, that's what they did with the college money in the first place from some of the stories I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I just got my check for tuition.
Going to Cabo.
Cabo!
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the competition? Is it trivial?
It's, you know, it's saying question and answer. It doesn't really say what the questions are about. Maybe it's, you know, did you learn enough in college for us to pay that off for you? The show is self-aware. They're actually hoping it does raise awareness of the problem that, you know, they're saying there's something like over $1 trillion in student loan debt in America right now. Mm. The host is saying it's an absurd show to match an absurd crisis. A game show feels really apt because this is the state of things right now. I know what we're doing is a little ridiculous, but in a way, the show matched my family story. The only way we could pay off my students' loans was because I booked an underwear ad. That's insane. At the end of every episode, he's going to be saying, call your representatives right now and tell them you need a better solution than this game show to paying off your loans. According to the Washington Post, student debt afflicts 44 million Americans. The average student is now carrying $37,000 in loans. And the total the total amount exceeds $1.3 trillion in the U.S. Jeez. So Paid Off is the name of this show that debuts tonight on True TV. So if you're watching that, maybe
the real rip is that if you get out of college and you can't find work with the education you've just spent your money on, that's the rip.
All right.
That's
the
burn.
Go back to bartending or something.
But I do hear, and it's funny, as I talk to, I ask people all kind of questions, and I just heard a mom saying, yeah, my boy majored in something that's absolutely useless. And I was like, oh.
Burn.
But it, you know, there it is. It's right. That's what the kid's interested in. So how will that turn into money?
We'll find out. Or not. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, and thanks for listening to this.
Speaking of, my first story is about Costco.
Oh.
You're a fan?
Sure.
Of their food court.
I'm bummed out about this.
Oh, no. What's the matter? Oh, no. What's changing?
People like to go to Costco to eat.
Yeah.
I never knew this until I started going so regularly.
$1.50, hot dog and a Coke, I'm in.
You see people
yeah.
having lunch
yeah.
at the Costco.
Yeah. Cheap.
Not only do they
delicious.
Graze throughout the entire shopping experience, yeah. but then on the way out, they grab a hot dog and a soda or a mm-hmm. piece of pizza. Well, they're changing the food court. There's a makeover in the works. The retailer is still going to offer its famous $1.50 deal for a hot dog and a fountain soda, but the Polish dog combo
What's
is
that?
Going away. It's just
like a sausage.
Yeah, it's a sausage.
Yeah. Oh, are not enough people? I'm fine with that. You love the Polish sausage?
I do.
Oh,
bigger.
Okay.
That hot dog is freaking ginormous. How much bigger do you want it to be? Your size queen.
Well, she's a size. There it is. They also plan to add a hamburger, an acai bowl, and a meatless El Pastor salad.
What's
meatless?
That?
Meatless El Pastor salad. I don't know what that is. I have no idea.
Oh.
They're saying people aren't too enthusiastic about it. They're struggling to get people excited about the new menu, the new plant-based protein salad. I guess that's what the meatless al pastor is.
Meat-based wait, say that again?
The new plant-based protein salad.
Plant-based protein. So is that like a tofu thing?
Might be.
How can it be al pastor? I thought al pastor is like the grilled meat.
Maybe they're grilling tofu.
Grilling
tofu. It's meatless, right?
I don't know.
Ugh.
I'll I'll try it.
They say it's healthy and it actually tastes pretty good if you like those kind of things.
Nope.
I do like, sometimes tofu is delicious.
In a soup, I like it, but
no, that, I've had it. I've had it grilled and been like, that is totally edible.
Huh. The Polish sausage is for many their go-to, and they're upset about it.
Yeah,
I'm pissed.
Oh
no.
Oh, that's the El Pastor.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, what is that round thing there?
Is it grilled?
That looks like the dressing.
Yeah, the dressing.
So is that like crumbled? What is
the
protein?
Yeah, looks like crumbled. Probably tofu or some type of thing.
Soy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
I like it. The more vegetarian options that are offered to people, the better, I think.
I'll just take that hot dog. You can just split it in half. Like, you can't even eat that whole thing. It's delicious. It's humongous. It's got to be an inch and a half in diameter. It's humongous.
I don't know.
Let's go split one. Well, you probably eat the whole thing yourself.
I'm not interested.
You like a big hot dog?
No. What? Who are you talking to?
You.
Are you talking to Hooman?
No.
Oh, you know who has
Hooman would never eat a hot dog.
You know who has a really great big hot dog?
Oh, who?
Is the Fairmont Sonoma. Mm.
Oh, they got a great big hot dog there?
Oh, it's like that big.
Where do I get that?
My whole face. At the pool.
They sell the hot dogs at the pool.
My news break.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
we should.
I had it last year. I took a picture.
I'm having
it last year.
You know,
oh,
let's go.
Delicious.
We'll have our dinner at the pool and just have hot dogs.
No,
it's
hell no,
there,
no
though.
Hot dogs, please.
God, what's wrong Sarah. With you?
I just, you know, I'm hungry.
You're not even going to get there till later in the evening.
I'll
you
be
said.
There fully in time for dinner, and we're having a dinner together, right?
Yeah,
4:45.
It's 4:45. Everybody, mark your calendar.
It's right there, and the restaurant's not even open. Yeah. We're just getting that little area.
They doing those strawberry basil margaritas? Woo.
Or whatever.
Those are good.
Not for you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why not for me?
I don't know.
Not for you.
Right, not for me.
I can have a drink. I mean, it's a secret show, right? Everyone's going to be drinking.
How about a fast fact?
I'd love a fast fact.
The members of Fleetwood Mac did so much cocaine to get through recording their album Rumors, they considered it a necessity more than something just enjoyable, and they contemplated putting their drug dealer in the album credits.
Oh my god, hilarious. It seems like, well, I guess it would help keep you up all night to finish your tracks, right?
What I know about that stuff is the doing it creates the need to do more of it.
Yes.
Therefore.
You do it and it's all you can think about.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's really probably
so really
what was going
they just,
on there
exactly,
is they were like fully addicted on a run and going, we can't come, let this, we cannot come down.
No.
The crash will be too disastrous.
Like a car wreck.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
Kellogg's admits that every color of Fruit Loops is the same flavor.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Sure.
Yeah, they say it. Mm-hmm. Domino's got rid of their advertising mascot, the Noid.
Why?
After a schizophrenic guy named Kenneth Noid was convinced they were mocking him, and he stormed a Domino's in Atlanta in 89 and took two employees hostage at gunpoint. Then they said, okay, we'll get rid of the Noid. You win. And he never did jail time. Just kidding. I'm sure he did.
Oh.
You can't do that. You
no,
can't do that.
No, you can't take people hostage. It's against the law. It's wrong.
It is wrong. Women with bigger butts might give birth to smarter kids. Supposedly an extra omega-3 fatty acid they're storing down there helps their baby's brain develop.
Oh, well.
Well.
Doesn't your wife's butt get really big when she's pregnant? Didn't you say that?
You talking to Bryn?
No, you.
Oh, I never said that. No, in fact, what I said to you...
You said she had a huge butt.
I said her butt got big this time, but it did not last time.
Oh, so this kid's going to be smarter.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Isla.
Body, frankly, did not change at all except for a little ball right there in her belly last time. And this time, she's like, I don't even know who this is. I don't even know whose legs these are.
Oh.
And it is true. That is not her butt.
That's two people's
I didn't
butts.
Say that part.
You did.
Bryn.
You actually said she had a ginormous butt.
I did not.
You did.
Oh, my God.
It's good. Your kid's going to be smart.
What's wrong with you? I never said that. I'm
trying to tell people
I'm
what
being
you said.
Framed.
Nah.
You're framing me.
I've been framed.
God.
She's so tiny. I'm sure her butt's like bare, you know.
I know.
Her big butt is smaller than my regular butt.
According to a new survey, apparently the key to having a much better life is as simple as playing music at home.
Oh, it is nice playing music at home. Why is that the key?
Well, I guess music is, well, I'll tell you why, because music's awesome. How about that?
How about that? What does that mean?
People who play music at home have over 3 hours of extra family time a week.
Oh.
Like 3 hours, 13 minutes. They also say they feel 87% happier than they did before they would play music at home. I love playing
music. Yeah, sometimes
music.
You're in the middle of some task and then you realize you can just yell to Alexa to play something.
Why am I not listening to
music? Why am I not listening to music right now? This could be so much more enjoyable.
83% say chores are easier. 50% say they like cooking more.
Yeah.
And they spend 20% more time cooking with their significant other when there's music playing.
Well, you know what's funny, too, is like John will put music on while he's cooking and like we all sort of will gather in there and just, you know, be trading off, grabbing, oh, listen to this song, listen to that song. And there we all are together, like listening to music, talking in the kitchen. It's nice.
You like it.
Yeah.
We also know you often like to break into songs, so I'm sure that's a big part of it, too.
Absolutely. Any chance to sing.
Right.
I'll take it.
Any song, too. It doesn't even matter.
Well, yeah, if I know the song, I'll hum along.
No, I mean, like, the one time I was promoting Jane and he found a song that had Jane's this
Jane,
song.
Jane, you're playing a game called...
Like, you learn the lyrics to it, and it's become a damn thing. Listen.
Can believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane. Well, it's true. The longer that we play the song, the more words I know of it.
Yeah.
The more fun it is to sing. It's nice when you know the words to something.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes, I am.
3 to 7 later today, everyone. Enjoy Jane. I believe she's in today.
Yes, she is.
Thank you.
All right. I was like, what does the schedule look like? Yes, she's in.
7-Eleven's free Slurpee Day is tomorrow.
Oh, because it's 7-Eleven. Oh. What time? I'll tell my kids and go get a Slurpee.
Let's see here.
I haven't had a Slurpee in...
Sounds good, though, huh?
100 years. It does sound good because it's so damn hot.
Stop at the 7-Eleven before you get to the Fairmont Sonoma tomorrow.
Oh.
There's one right there on the way.
Okay.
They have a bunch of things going on, too. They're also selling hot dogs cheaper, and they're going to have some other stuff. So.
I'm
going
to have to
lunch at the
Sevy.
I know. I'm dying for hot dogs. We had hot dogs last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What do you guys grill them? What do you do?
Yeah, grill them.
So you had a hot dog last night?
Yeah.
So what do you mean you're dying? You just said I'm dying for a hot dog.
I said I'm hungry.
You just said I'm dying.
I like hot dogs. I'll eat hot dogs a lot.
But you had
every
one
night?
Last night.
You'll have one every night?
No, not every night. But
you haven't even pooped last night's dinner yet.
I still, those hot dogs are still in me.
Yes,
oh,
right.
Gross.
Vinny.
Me?
You.
Couldn't be. Then who?
Rick. Vaughn.
Stole the cookie.
I'm just saying.
Words of me.
You had them last night.
Yeah,
how can you be dying for one?
Well, because we were talking about it.
Right.
It sounded delicious. So juicy.
Jesus.
So delicious.
I don't think I've ever had a 7-Eleven hot dog.
Well, right.
No, Yuzi says
well,
that.
Well, I have.
Good. Yeah.
You're into that.
Sure.
I'd have to go for it, you know, get the free Slurpee and a...
Oh God,
go
don't.
For
our
it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
It burst
in the... 707 hit something. Enough. I swear, whenever we go on vacation, I think I should take some notes because I have a million thoughts along the way.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I'm always like, man, that's ancient history. Forget it. 707 writes, I probably missed it, but did you guys talk about the Kokari restaurant catching on fire?
I know.
We did. Off air, we talked about
we
it.
We didn't talk. We did talk yesterday.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't. So I didn't
well,
hear that conversation.
Well, people were posting all over Facebook, and then I had sent Hooman a story from SF Gate. But Hooman, you were saying it wasn't actually the restaurant.
Yeah.
It was the other business?
It was, yeah. Because they share a building with, I guess,
but
some offices.
Is there damage, like water damage?
No, they were open that night for dinner.
Oh good.
So,
They're okay.
I'm actually going there today for
lunch. Of
course
you are.
So.
Yeah, find out. Those are definitely the details, because I thought I heard the kitchen, part of the kitchen caught fire.
Oh, did you? Oh. Yeah, I'll get the details and report back.
Please do. Tell us everything.
Tomorrow.
Are you holding your breath for it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tomorrow?
Very important. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go for
darn,
it.
Darn, I talk
come
about
on,
it.
Go for it.
I bust into the club. I start tearing it up.
I can't believe you guys know so many of
Corey Feldman busts into clubs and tears them up, you guys.
Let's go for it.
And they're like, dude, you're 50.
Yeah. Last thing you tore up was a contract. Last thing you busted into was a bathroom.
How old is that guy? He's 50, right?
I would guess probably. He's my age, yeah.
I was reading an article the other day that he was trying to be the next young. Joe Francis. With
Who's
his
oh, Girls Gone
Angels?
Wild?
Yeah. Yeah, Joe Francis from Girls Gone Wild. You know how he built an empire on the girls. Did he have angels, or was that Charlie?
No, he did have angels.
Yeah, so he was
Charlie
trying
had
to
goddesses.
Do all that, and he was doing all these videos, and he spent $2 million of his own money, which I think that's all he has.
Oh.
So now he's, like, dead broke.
He has a movie coming out.
Oh, good.
It's The Sunday Night Slaughter.
Oh, that sounds like a hit.
Forhoyt says, just wait till Vinny finds out there are nude beaches in Europe.
Oh.
I know about the nude beaches. They made the lyrics of one of my famous songs.
Which one?
Oops.
I wish our beaches were like in France.
Oh, yeah.
So I could look at them when I glance.
So at Bare Boobs.
Boobs I could glance. Right. Right.
How could you not remember that?
I feel like we're free to play that song these days.
I do, too.
I don't.
I think we could raise money for breast cancer
I
this
feel
October
like
by selling
we
it.
We changed ownership, but the guy who told us not to play it is still in that office
probably
over there.
Probably because he...
And that's great. It's fine. We don't need to.
Well, we'll revisit it.
Which guy?
Yeah.
We've revisited...
Michael Martin's the one who told us, you guys, no, don't play it.
Well, go meet with him, Sarah. See what he says.
We'll play it when he's on vacation.
No, I don't want to do
wrong
that.
With you?
We'll just check with him. We'll check with them.
We'll send Sarah in the office. He always says yes to her.
It's true. If you want something from Michael, ask me to get it.
Uh-huh. You know it's true.
It's true.
And on that, we'll take a break.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.